Kawhi Leonard, this is not official, but Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, which is the highest level you can really get, says that the Raptors are finalizing a deal to acquire Kawhi Leonard in a trade that will include DeMar DeRozan. This is like really updated, like as of the last 10, 15 minutes or so. So an agreement in principle could be reached as soon as today, according to league sources. So it's not fully done, but it seems as though it'll happen.
Can I ask you a question? When both players involved seem dead set against it, Kawhi Leonard reportedly, and then DeMar DeRozan put on Instagram, quote, "Be told one thing and outcome another. Can't trust them. Ain't no loyalty in this game. Sell you quit for a little bit." Oh, must have meant quick. "Sell you quick for a little bit of nothing. Soon you'll understand. Don't disturb." Unquote.
A little bit of nothing. You got traded for Kawhi Leonard. He's better than you.
I mean, that's for a little bit of nothing.
Yeah, you should.
Wow. Well, the shots fired. I don't think he even understood that he was firing shots. I think he was speaking. Much in the same way that if a woman loses it over something substantial, you don't listen to anything she's actually saying. Like if she's flailing at you and like maybe you did, maybe you wronged her in some way, and she's freaking out on you a little bit, you're like, all right, well, you can have your moment. You deserve this.
He's a terrible playoff player. So why is he complaining? The Raptors were going nowhere with him. Sorry, bye bye. You suck.
I think it's because it was his franchise that kind of became that way.
Yeah. That was Kyle Lowry's franchise, which is sad. I mean, that guy's not good in the playoffs, and they weren't going anywhere with him. I think it's a nice risk by Toronto. See what happens this coming season. But if Kawhi's going to be a little bitch about it again, too, then geez. Play out the year. You can go to Los Angeles or wherever the hell you want to go to build your profile afterwards. But is it really that hard?
Here's the thing. Kawhi can't complain. He can't complain, because if you're going to demand a trade, then the Spurs can do whatever the hell they want because you're under contract. Like, if you want to go to LA in a year, that's fine. You have every right to want to play for the Lakers. If you want to do that, you're from that area, that's fine. You want to play with LeBron, okay. But if you make it publicly known, your camp a few weeks ago on that Friday afternoon, that I want out and I want to be traded, then they have every right to say, you know what, we're going to trade you wherever the hell we want to trade you, and now you're going to Toronto.
But he also has the right to raise a stink about it. Like, this is the one thing I'm like, for DeRozan, yeah, welcome to it. It bothers me so much. It's like, because none of these guys listen to their elders when they come in. Like, yes, these teams don't care about you, okay?
Yes.
Yes, it's a business. Treat it like a business. Don't act like when the business side of it treats it like a business that they're personally wronging you somehow. Don't be shocked by that. Just be cold-hearted and business-like on the business side of things. Your teammates and everything, play like you're a little kid. But on the business side of things, remember that it's always a business and that you're not going to be rewarded emotionally for anything that happens or how you're tied to a team. Now, as far as though on the player side, Kawhi Leonard can do whatever the hell he wants and say whatever he wants and fight it however he wants. He's got that leverage. It's the only leverage he really has at this moment. But he does have substantial leverage in that any team, including Toronto, that wants to trade for him is really, really hoping that they're going to be able to convince him. Sometime in the next 9 months, the Raptors have to convince Kawhi that, hey, this is the spot for you. This is L.A.? No, you don't want to be in L.A. Why would you want to be in L.A.? The Toronto Raptors are where it's at.
Well, they have to win.
Yeah.
So, good luck. They have a better shot of doing it with Kawhi Leonard than they did with DeMar DeRozan.
What did Toronto not have this year when they faced the Cleveland Cavaliers?
A guy who could defend LeBron?
They did not have an answer for LeBron James. They were a very good basketball team that did not have an answer for LeBron James. It was an extreme matchup nightmare for them, as well as some limitations with their head coach of the year in Dwayne Casey. But I think with Kawhi Leonard, and obviously no LeBron James, it's a much more achievable thing.
Well, here's my other thing. It's a little bit off your point, Seth, but I don't love this deal from a San Antonio standpoint. If I'm in a situation where my best player tells me that he doesn't want to be there, like the Orioles are facing right now with Manny Machado, and they, I guess, sent him to the Dodgers last night during the All-Star game. If I'm in a spot where I have a great player or a really good player, and it becomes really apparent that I'm not going to win with that guy and he wants out, that I want a blue chip young prospect or two in exchange for that guy. And that's not what DeMar DeRozan is. DeMar DeRozan's 28 years old. The Spurs aren't winning anything unless I'm missing something with DeMar DeRozan. He's an inefficient player. He takes a lot of jump shots. He's not that great at them. He's a bad three-point shooter.
But what blue chip player were you getting for a guy that has 1 year left on his contract?
Well, I would have tried as much as possible.
Maybe they did. That's why I feel they settled for this. And I don't think that this is great for them, but it's better than nothing. DeRozan, can Greg Popovich get DeMar DeRozan to be a better playoff performer, to be more efficient over the course of one season, and then get him to buy in? I mean, there is the San Antonio factor of Greg Popovich still, and can he get DeRozan to another level? That would be what I'm trying to sell DeRozan on right now, even if he is disgruntled.
Why couldn't they get more from Philly or Boston? That's what I'm wondering. Like, just younger players, even if they may not now you feel like are as good as DeMar DeRozan.
What if Kawhi just has his sights set on the Lakers and that's what he wants and those teams know it? Then why would they give up anything for a rental?
I
think this is a part of it, too. I think that these players in the NBA are seeing so many players have complete control over what happens to them in the offseason, and I think that they're a little bit jealous of that fact. I mean, wouldn't you, too? I mean, if you see Kyrie Irving force his way out of Cleveland and you see LeBron James do what he wants every single offseason and you're DeMar DeRozan or you're Kawhi Leonard, you don't have that same kind of power because you're still under contract and you didn't leverage your contract in a way where you do get that kind of command over where your next destination is. So I think that that's part of it, too.
This is a strange thing about that, though, too, with Kyrie Irving, is that it's not just that Kyrie had power over his organization. He had power over LeBron James. That LeBron James retroactively reportedly didn't want that to happen and was upset that it happened. And whether he was able to block it or didn't, it's just a strange dynamic where supposedly LeBron James has power over all these NBA franchises, and yet he was powerless to stop the Cavs from trading Kyrie Irving.
Because he was stuck with Cleveland, and Kyrie was smart and saw that, hey, if I get out of here first, then I have the leverage in this situation.
Time now for headlines on a Wednesday morning on Mad Radio.
Man, you're so out of it.
I'm very into it.
You just said it was Tuesday.
I know.
I said Facebook Watch, and you looked at me like I had just mentioned like a colony on Mars.
I was curious what Facebook Watch was.
Facebook Watch. Facebook Watch.
The hell's
What's
Facebook
that?
Watch?
That thing we talked about for 6 weeks while Tom Brady's special was on?
I didn't know it was called Facebook Watch. I didn't know it's called
it
that. I'm serious.
It is Facebook Watch. I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I've only heard of Facebook Live. I just assumed it's a Facebook
we
video.
We had conversations about how exactly to find Tom Brady's series on Facebook Watch. Like on air, we're like, well, what do you do? You go to Facebook? Like, no, it's not normal Facebook. You got to click on the Facebook Watch button.
Well, I forgot.
Can I make the most fraudulent admission of all time?
You didn't watch it?
I haven't watched a second of Tom versus Time.
It's really good. You should watch it just for motivational purposes.
That's surprising on a couple of different fronts. You're a Tom Brady fan, and you've talked about the series as if you have watched.
I've heard about the clips. I've watched the clips.
You haven't even watched the clips.
I watched one episode.
You know what came out?
Is it
really
bad if I'm not interested in Tom Brady's personal life at all? Because I think he's somewhat of a dull person.
It's not much about his personal life.
It isn't?
No.
Oh.
If anything, also...
Well, crap. I got to watch it.
I went into it dead set on hating Giselle, and I ended up liking Giselle more than Tom by the end of it. Yep.
Okay.
So. I enjoyed the one episode. Not enough to watch a second, but I need to drag myself to watch a second.
It's whenever any of the stuff about his family is still mostly about, like, his family as it relates to football. It's a really good series.